Hi everyone, my name is Alex and I'm here to tell you about the environmental science field trip we went on last week. The main aim of the excursion was to collect water samples from the local river to analyse them for various pollutant concentrations back in the school laboratory. Before we set off, our teacher explained exactly where we would be going. I initially assumed we'd be visiting the river where it runs through the national park, but instead, we headed to a stretch of water flowing through the local wildlife reserve. It was a fantastic location, full of interesting birds and plants.
Preparing the right equipment was our next crucial step. We were given special gloves and goggles, of course. I thought we would be storing our samples in glass jars, as we usually do in chemistry, but the teacher insisted we use plastic bottles instead, as they are less likely to break during transport and won't contaminate the samples.
Once we arrived at the river, we had to find a suitable spot to safely collect the water. A few of my classmates tried to stand on some slippery stepping stones, which looked quite dangerous. However, the teacher directed us to gather our samples from the bridge. It provided a stable platform and allowed us to reach the deeper, faster-flowing water in the middle of the channel. Before actually taking the samples, we had to record some environmental conditions. While I was busy trying to calculate the flow rate of the river, my partner was instructed to measure the water temperature. This is a vital piece of data, because warmer water often holds less dissolved oxygen, which can severely impact local aquatic life.
After securing the samples, we examined them closely. We didn't notice any strange smell, which was a relief. We were expecting the water to be perfectly clear, but in fact it had a rather cloudy appearance. This could have been due to suspended sediment from recent heavy rainfall, but we couldn't be certain without proper testing.
The following day, we took our samples into the laboratory. Our primary hypothesis was that we would find high levels of industrial waste. Surprisingly, our main focus shifted when the tests revealed a significant concentration of agricultural fertilizers. These chemicals often wash off nearby fields during rainstorms and can cause massive algal blooms in the river ecosystem.
We also conducted tests for other harmful substances. We were quite relieved to find that the levels of harmful bacteria were well within safe limits. However, we were genuinely shocked to detect traces of heavy metals in the water. This was highly unexpected for a rural area and raised some serious environmental concerns.
We spent a long time discussing where these toxins might have originated. While some students blamed the runoff from a local farm, our teacher explained that the source was actually an abandoned factory upstream. It seems that toxic materials had been slowly leaking into the groundwater for decades.
Now that the practical work is finished, we have to process our data. Some groups wanted to do a class presentation, but our teacher has tasked us with producing a detailed written report by next Friday. It needs to include all our graphs, methodology, and a full analysis of the pollutant concentrations.
Overall, the field trip was incredibly eye-opening. While getting good grades on this assignment is important, our ultimate goal is to raise public awareness about the health of our local river. We're even planning to share our findings with the local council to encourage them to take action.